figures out from the CSO today, but there was also figures out from Fáilte Ireland recently, which gave a region-by-region breakdown. And these figures are 2017 stats, and they would suggest that the Border Counties region was in decline last year in terms of overseas visitors. So a total of 746,000 overseas visitors are registered in the border region, down from 815 the year before. And in terms of why this may be happening, this afternoon there was a briefing from Tourism Ireland, which also suggested that this is a problem that they've come across anecdotally, and they believe that it's as a result of the decline in UK visitors into Ireland. As you know, that fluctuated last year in the wake of the Brexit referendum in 2016. Changes to currency would have made Ireland a comparatively more expensive destination, and the border region would be more dependent in terms of overseas visitors on the UK traveller.
So how does places like Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim attract the UK visitor back? Because I suppose Brexit isn't going away.
No, that's right. And I mean, it's an issue. You know, if they've seen a decline in 2017, then that would be worrying, seeing as that was only the first year after the referendum. In terms of how they win them back, you know, there's kind of an overall issue with Ireland that its value for money rating is in decline, so for the country as a whole. This is something that each region would have to monitor, make sure that there's, you know, sufficient deals available for visitors. In terms of what policymakers are doing, as I mentioned, Tourism Ireland, which is responsible for marketing the island of Ireland, they've highlighted the border region as an area that they're going to focus on over the coming months in terms of, you know, protecting them from any fluctuation in overseas tourism numbers. They haven't given any specific marketing strategies. There's a couple of All-Ireland strategies that are due to be launched in the autumn, which would hopefully feed into other areas. But in terms of what's being done specifically in the border region and the likes of Donegal and elsewhere, there's work being done in trying to cluster together business groups. So these would be various stakeholders, likes of hoteliers and even food and drink businesses. They're basically working together on focus groups to try and come up with solutions to this issue. But at the moment, there's nothing, I suppose there's no specific plan in place just yet. It's kind of at the discussion stage.